Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs callers now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
good luck!
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hey, Frank, you ready? Ooh, the weekend's almost here. Oh, you're ready. Oh, I know. Everybody's ready for the weekend. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about first part of the show, directed evolution. Whatever that sound was, Frank, it was weird. Magical engineer is on the board. He'll fix it. So we're going to talk about directed evolution, other stuff. We got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And we're in First Theologians, chapter 5. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's right. If you're going to get through it, you got to be close to the Lord Jesus. Or you're not going to get through it. You're not going to do well. If you want to keep a grip, not be fearful, you got to stay close to the Lord Jesus. Remember, he says, I'll never leave you. So, and that, we stay close in prayer, see. And we feed the Holy Spirit that way. So, don't know Lord Jesus, now is the time, because the time grows short, because there is an expiration date on the invitation. And it's a-coming up. Crack open that Bible. Seek his face. He'll help you understand. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, European Union. Oh, they've given the green light for insect species, more insects for us to eat as food. Two more bug species are allowed now in food throughout the European Union, so they're going to be working it into packaged stuff. So you got house crickets and mealworms, of course. So two more species of those. This aligns with your World Economic Forum. They plan to phase out meat consumption. They think we need protein from bugs instead. So mealworms can now be frozen, processed as a paste, dried, or turned into a powder for use in commercial food items. The same goes for house crickets, which are the globalist preferred form of protein for their subjects. So that's European Union. Let us not here in America become the Western branch of the EU. Please, please, please. All right, last but not least in the quack report, talking about foods, there's going to be food shortages, they say. It's going to increase in this year, in 2023, 13 most likely products that are going to be quite scarce. Here is the list. And it has been said it's because of weather, drought, flooding, all these things. So they say beef, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, they estimate average American will consume 5.6% less beef this year compared to last year. They said lettuce, unseasonably warm weather, according to the Grower Shipper Association of Central California, going to make the leafy greens in shorter supply. Beer, difficulties growing and obtaining the ingredients that goes in beer. So you're going to see 20%
downturn in availability of your fuzzy, frothy beers. Champagne, also similar problem, as well as oranges, because of the hurricanes and the tropical storms in Florida. The orange co-op group, California and Brazil, also further have negative impacted supplies on their oranges as well. Cooking oils, going to be short. The biggest cooking oil product countries right now are Russia and the Ukraine. So we're going to have a short supply of those. Butter, well, we saw the steep price in butter uptick. So butter's going to get pricier and probably harder to find. Corn, of course, I don't eat any of the corn, Frank, because I think it's all GMO. But corn's going to be on the list, as well as eggs. They say now that chickens aren't laying eggs. There's something wrong with the chicken feed or something. Tomatoes is on the list, as well as bread. We had a storm that kind of wiped out the grain crop that we had stored up. So a lot of what you see now in flour products are imported from the Ukraine and Russia. Olive oil. Let's see. Something devastated the olive oils. 60 million olive trees, a third. They lost a third of their olive trees. Okay, so olive oil is going to be getting more expensive, hard to get. Infant formula, also on the list. Of course, that's been kind of hard to get lately. So I hear more people talking about stocking up on stuff, things they can barter with. Think about those things that you could barter with, like coffee and tools and tobacco, seeds, plant gardens. Frank, I can hear music, Frank. Frank. Frank's got music bleeding into my report here. I haven't finished the report, Frank. Oh, bumping into those controls on the board is gonna bite you. All right, so stock up. Get your things together. Learn how to persevere through hard times, and you'll do okay. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, so here we are, and we're going to talk about directed evolution. And do you know what directed evolution is, Frank? Does Frank have a clue what directed evolution is? He doesn't. Do you know? He doesn't know. Okay, so what? It's a method, really, that science is using. Breeding, well, yeah, it's been used in breeding. It's been used by the agricultural industry, if you will, to, make apples larger and stuff like that. So it is a method science been using for quite a while to change the course of how molecules or diseases evolve or even mutate. So the public is largely unaware that the companies that manufacture a lot of treatments for disease often in secret create new diseases. And then they release the disease to infect people, and then they sell them the treatments they created ahead of time. So, create the problem, sell you the solution. So this strategy is already being used, and it's not something that is lightly being discussed. It is a business plan. Which profits, massive profits to the drug companies particularly. So you want to think pandemic when you think of directed evolution. So they're already doing it. The major pharmaceutical companies are practicing directed evolution and mutating diseases in order to launch the next phase of drug profiteering. So I want to say thank you to a reader listener who actually sent me this revealing interview on a directed evolution in play with drug companies. So it's an undercover interview, and it involved Jordan Walker, Director of Research and Development Strategic Operations of Pfizer. Now, we're not going to play it here on the show because the video needed subtitles because of some background noise, so it wouldn't play well on the air. But we did include this link to the interview in the HealthQuest newsletter that will be going out tomorrow. So if you haven't subscribed to the HealthQuest newsletter, you can sign up and get that edition so you can get that link and listen to, you know, right from the horse's mouth what they're doing to people. So you go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there for the HealthQuest newsletter. Absolutely free, no subscription. Okay, so what directed evolution is science is forcing mutations to create new disease products and then making insane amounts of money risking people's lives to the disease that they created and the treatments that they provide them. Well, it is a hard reality. I mean, a lot of people go, I don't think that's true. Well, these reports are hard for a normal, moral, ethical person to grasp. You know, we must understand that we wouldn't do such a thing, but the ungodly would. So medical physicians are, you know, taught to trust the science and are really not privy to the underhanded research that seeks only to make merchandise of people. So your doctor largely is unaware a lot of this is going on. Well, let's just follow the breadcrumbs. You know, let's do Hansel and Gretel here for a minute. July 2019, University of North Carolina Healthcare, they reported they developed a new technique for directed evolution on proteins to evolve new tasks. Yeah, they want things to evolve the way they want them to. They don't want to wait for nature to do it. So remember, you know, proteins are your key switches to metabolic function. So this research stated that their new method created an evolved creation in a matter of just days instead of the old time, the old way. That way took months to produce anything. So this is very fast. And, of course, you know, science tells the press, you know, their research is to develop new therapeutics for disease. You know, they're sending out that message. We're going to cure things. So the research was published, obviously, in the July 2019 journal Cell. Okay. And the initial groundbreaking scientific work on directed evolution won a 2018 Nobel Peace Prize in Chemistry. Here's a quote from the July 2019 journal Cell, University of North Carolina. Our technique evolved several proteins to perform precise new tasks in a matter of days, and this new process allows us to use human cells instead of bacteria cells. They go on to say, directed evolution is an artificial speed-up version of the evolution process. And the idea is to focus on evolutionary processes on a single DNA sequence in order to make it perform a specific task. Directed evolution is designed to make new therapeutics. Notice that. It's designed to make new treatments to sell you money. So, of course, you know, the press releases to the public is, you know, they're supposed to, you know, think that science is making therapeutics to prevent or even stop disease. That's the gist. Now, Raleigh, North Carolina is part of the research triangle where heavy research is done on vaccine development. Mm-hmm. So this is supposedly a new method. So how does this new technique work? Well, it's quick and it's easy, and it uses viruses as a carrier for the gene that they wish to modify. So they use the virus bacteria to carry the genetic cargo that they want to install, and after the virus infects the cell, it mutates rapidly. And additionally, the scientists created this method to enact conditions to allow only the mutated genes to thrive. And these are the genes that scientists have encoded or to do or perform what they want the cells to do. Yeah. Here's a quote from their research. Our research shows that mutant genes with the encoded proteins are capable of activating certain receptors or switching on certain genes. Because this will work in mammalian cells, it also is used to evolve other cells, such as human and animal. End of quote. So science believes they're doing the world, the whole population of the world, a favor. You know, they're saying, you were created imperfect. God didn't know what he was doing. And we're going to fix it. And so, when in fact this work is used for other purposes. So they have even created a system, and they call it the VEGAS. It stands for Viral Evolution of Genetically Activating Sequences. VEGAS. I guess what happens in Vegas stays there. So what this research is doing is creating targets of certain cells. So this research has provided science, it's provided the science has the ability to target specific cells and control their function. For example, the cells that make up the cardiac area or the neurological area. And different vaccine serums can be created to target different areas and create different side effects or events. So science can target your serotonin and your dopamine receptors in your brain if they want. They can give you a neurological disease like Alzheimer's or prion disease. They are engineering disease. That's what they're doing. And if the research were being used for good, there would already be cures for the most common illnesses like cancer and heart disease and AIDS. They have that ability already. But, see, there's no money in people being well. They're not going to kill that golden goose. They make too much on heart disease, cancer, diabetes, you name it. So they're going to give you therapeutic treatments that lessen your symptoms but don't cure you at all. Patient for life until you die. That's pretty much how they operate. So knowing ahead of time what's going on, being a step ahead, is really going to be important for everyone. So being prepared, very important. Know what's happening behind the closed doors, behind the scenes, in your scientific community. You want to investigate all the treatments that are recommended to you, and just don't go on blind trust. Actually, your instincts will be a better guide. Listen to them, and don't let science intimidate you. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. No, you're not, but you got the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is wiser than all of them together. So call the folks at Apothecarium and get their product catalog, and they have some natural tools in there. God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's wisdom. And perfecto, right there. So call them at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They're having their big chill event. It's cold, it's winter. There's snow, there's rain, all that stuff that makes you all, you know, want to cuddle up next to a fire. So it's the big chill event. It's going on now at Apothecary Herbs, 25% off on your favorite herbal formulas. If your order is $55 or more, use their coupon code CHILL23. And you want to hurry, though. The sale ends on the 31st of January, and restrictions apply. So we're getting some orders from countries like from the European Union that we can ship to. Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain. We can ship under a certain amount direct to those folks because you lucky Americans, they don't have what you have. They can't get it without a doctor's prescription and paying a lot of money. So they're willing to pay $80 to $100 in international ship to get this stuff. So don't let your U.S. Congress with the Supplement Act change your access to any of this stuff. Now, if you miss the letter that you can send to your congressman protecting your rights to freedom of having your supplements don't need to be regulated into the hands of the pharmaceuticals. So that's pretty much where they want to go with that. They don't want to say that's where they're going. That's where they're going. It's called the Food Harmonization Code, and it's Codex Alimentarius is another name for it. What it means is science decides pretty much what's sound science. And so if they think your herb is harmful, then you can't have it. See? So, and basically the herbs that are under attack are your cleansing herbs and the herbs that help with things like cancer. Because science has noticed during the pandemic and lately with folks with cancer, they don't want the chemo and radiation. They want a natural therapeutic, so they've noticed that. So I think the drug companies have called up their politician buddies and said, do something about it. So if you missed the issue in the newsletter with the letter that you can help, a form letter to help you, you can just ask us for a copy of that newsletter or a copy of the letter itself, and we can email it to you. So you can email support2@thepowerherbs.com if you want the letter on the Dietary Supplement Act, and we can send that to you, no problem. Or you can get the newsletter. We can send you that too, a back issue. Well, we got a lot that is going on in Frank in this world, but we have tools so far. God has blessed us with that, and speak up and defend your access to them, or forever hold your peace. So we're going to talk about we're going to take a break, but when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about some other things regarding zoonotic plagues, tuberculosis is a warning in the media now. Did you hear that, Frank? They're expecting a tuberculosis epidemic. Well, from herbal training, one of the herbs that helps with tuberculosis is thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. It has a germicide in it that would get rid of the tuberculosis infection. So, herbs have inhibitors to a lot of these things. Gentian root is good for hemorrhagic fevers. You've got the pitcher's plant for smallpox. That's been scientifically proven. So you've got tools. Don't be afraid. God's not left you unprotected. What'd you say, Frank? TB is from the open borders. Yes, it's from the immigration issue. Yeah, so be prepared. Get a collection of stuff. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs or go on their website. They have tools there. They have pandemic kits there. So heart attack packs, snake bite kits, you name it, it's there. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about, hey, this is a report we kind of covered in March of 2019. Okay, so we're going to kind of take a step back and look at this report and see what may have manifested from 2019 onward. Okay, so we're going to get a clue as to science using a lot of zoonotic diseases, and they've kind of predicted some of this in advance to us, so they kind of had it planned. So we can kind of see, you know, hopefully stay a step ahead if we understand how they're thinking, what they're saying, and how things tend to evolve and take place. Now, the Public Library of Science, it's a peer-reviewed journal. It usually carries a lot of primary research within science. They announced in November 2018 of the increase in transmissible pathogens from animals to humans. So that was code for we're making diseases that can jump the gap from animals to humans so we can infect you and sell you more therapeutic treatments. So we are seeing a huge and rapid increase in these types of zoonotic viruses that once infected only mammals, but now they're infecting humans. So these viruses are delivering pathogens the human immune system really hasn't encountered before. So healthy immune systems will have the most success at defending against the diseases. However, those with weak immune systems or internal medicine diseases underlying problems, they're going to have the bigger challenge. So we have to ask, how can science state we have an accurate understanding of which virus species are prime for human transmissibility? It's because they planned it to be so. So they say we can predict disease. Well, science is heavy into marketing its ability to predict disease, and new studies, blood work, diagnostic tools, computer program algorithms are said to be able to predict the risk of human disease as far out as 10 years. Now, according to the research published in the Journal of Public Library of Science, they reveal scientists have a gist of understanding of what viruses will begin to do and how they will infect humans because of what they describe as gaps in disease surveillance and ignorance of how viruses adapt or mutate or jump into the new species. Well, it's not so much that. It's that they've been in the lab doing directed evolution. That's what they've been doing. So since I've read a lot of these reports on topics like this, I can say that science knows how to change viruses with gene editing, evolution, direction, and make the viruses infect new species, including humans. So once they find the entry gate, the protein key, how viruses enter cells and infect them, it's a matter of just editing the disease for a new transmission. New viruses and their prediction tools. According to the journal article, the research scientists at the University of Georgia have developed a computer to predict human viruses that have undocumented associated traits to predict when animal viruses will develop these traits as well and then combine to infect humans. And so far, the scientists say their system predicts at 84% accuracy on 224 human viruses. And to be clear, the transmissibility trait includes the ability to infect the human respiratory or nervous system. So that's how they gauge it. And they state their model should be used to prioritize the high-risk viruses for future research and other emergency pandemic diseases. Now, to date, they are saying 47 animal viruses could infect humans. 47. They've been working on 47 of them, huh? So the viruses that they are watching that transfer to humans would be your coronavirus from mammals, skunks, raccoons, that kind of thing. Hendra virus, you know, fruit bats and horses. We've already had that. Cardiovirus A from mammals and especially pigs. Rosavirus from rats. Human T-cell leukemia viruses 3 and 4 from primates, and Sumerian foamy virus from primates. It sounds like these viruses, I named six of them here, they've been under development to infect humans. So we could see a release of any of these at any time and then rolling out the drugs they've already created to sell you for it. Create the problem, sell you the solution. So let's talk about the characteristics of deadly viruses because science knows if you want to really create havoc on a population, making people sick, use a virus. That's the fastest way to make people sick. not a bacteria, it's a virus. So viruses are smaller microorganisms than bacterias, and viruses need a host cell to replicate in and to spread. Therefore, viruses are more difficult to neutralize because they hide inside your cells. So when viruses infect cells, the surface of the cell will change, and the human immune system compensates and uses what are called T-cell lymphocytes, which are capable of recognizing the cells that are harboring your viruses. So scientific medicine is pushing for the development of numerous antiviral drugs and, of course, vaccines. So the most deadly viruses today were originally restricted to animal species. So how did that work? So these viruses came from mammals, apes, rats, camels, pigs, dogs, bats, sheep, skunks, squirrels, rabbits, and birds. And that's a brief list. That's a brief list of the diseases, because out of those came HIV, Ebola, Spanish flu, rabies, yellow fever, Marburg, and SARS. They all came from animals. They've been working on this a while, Frank. I call it Plague Incorporated. That's how I refer to them. So science has published articles on what it takes to manifest a very deadly strain of viral diseases. And the most deadly have a very high transmission rate. So people are easily infected with brief contact with an infected person. So what science is attempting to do, and for the most part is on the path of success, is to evoke the creation of a world-scale epidemic disease. Now, this was 2019 I said this. So science does not have to wait thousands of years for strains of diseases to mutate to jump from animal to humans. They do the directed evolution. That's what they do. They create, they make it happen. So they make it mutate and jump from animal to human. Science is really capable of forcing the evolution of disease to include human transmission. Science has been using animals to harvest viral diseases and modify them for high transmission capability. So keep this in mind, that there are multiple ways for transmission. I'm going to give you the list. Eating diseased meat. The air, small particles transferred in the air, dust, clay, leaves, that can become airborne and breathed in, infection via the pulmonary, is the very fastest way to infect a person. So airborne is the fastest. Water, viruses are very capable of surviving in fresh water on lakes and streams, and they can infect fish that we would eat. So viruses love moist environments. Blood. Viruses can transmit into open wounds and instantly spread through the blood system. Viruses can also get into organ tissue this way. So when you do an artificial infection called a vaccine, they stick you in a muscle that has a lot of blood flow in it, so that in 2 hours the infectious agents in your vaccine are in your blood system in 2 hours. Now, insects, also on the list, mosquitoes can inject viruses into humans through the dermis or through its saliva. So your skin absorbs even the saliva from these bugs. Birds and rodents, they can target unsanitary places and spread disease that way as well. So you want to be prepared. You want to be prepared because when viruses can transmit using all of the above avenues, the disease spreads very fast and will kill very quickly. So they could use all six of those avenues if they want. So if you ask scientists which venue is best at spreading virus infections, they will tell you stomach irritation leading to vomiting. Vomit offers a very fast transmission rate, they said. So you may be saying that air and water transmission would be probably most effective. They are very effective indeed, but viruses that penetrate the digestive system weaken the body, and there are residue infections, which within a month or two cause more severe health problems and then death. So to recap, science knows that the most lethal viruses are highly and easily transmissible and have influenza profiles with high mortality. I said this in 2019. Well, what about the unthinkable virus? The unthinkable virus is not science fiction anymore. It's not. According to chemistry and physics expert Dave Castillo, University of Michigan, the influenza and HIV viruses fit the criteria as a potentially lethal virus. Deadly viruses that spread easily, quickly through body fluids and which can become airborne are the core pathogens. So we're not talking about ordinary viruses, but we're talking about pathogens that can survive for months on metal surfaces and can lie dormant on unwashed silverware, on children's toys, indefinitely. So with such a virus, at first there are no symptoms as the virus infects immune system cells and then lowers your white blood count. Your white blood cell count drops, which makes immune cells harder to make. You have to have white blood cells to make the killer T cells, immune cells, antibodies. Therefore, limiting or canceling your defenses against your disease is what that would do. So Professor Castillo says such a virus would infect without our knowledge and could kill nearly everyone within 10 years. Well, it's astonishing just to think about it. Such a disease to kill the masses would mean humans have no natural immunity to fight it. It is a disease that did not previously infect humans, so you have no resistance to it. And it has to come from a mammal species, and it has to be a disease that needs editing. Directed evolution. That's how they do it. Yep. And didn't I just read somewhere, Frank, that people over in Germany are dying from AIDS because their COVID shot had AIDS in it? I think that's what it said. So global pandemic is an obsession of these people. They're all mentally ill. They're reprobate minds. They're demonic in nature. But they're obsessed with global pandemics and a population reduction. So there are many research papers on the real possibility of a global pandemic. They've been writing about it and salivating over it for years. And there is so much chatter on that. It suggests that science, the scientific medical community, is really obsessed with it. So in May 2018, John Hopkins Center for Health Security published a research that was titled Characteristics of Microorganisms Most Likely to Cause a Global Pandemic. So here is their prediction of what such a pathogen will look like. It'll be a respiratory transmission, coughing, sneezing, contagious body fluids. It'll be incubation period before your symptoms show up of 14 days, contagious during that time, and the infected person sheds the virus to everybody else. The symptoms, mild on the onset, mortality rate, significant. The RNA rotaviruses are a bigger threat, like the bird flu. Yeah. So the scientists at Johns Hopkins took their research from biological warfare agents and recent outbreaks, and they suggest that such pandemics will be beyond current collective natural and international capabilities to control. So once they roll it out, they say that it ain't nothing's going to stop it, they say. So Dr. Amish Adela, John Hopkins Center for Health Security, says health security preparedness needs to be adaptable to new threats and not exclusively wedded to historical notions such as the 1918 Spanish flu. A more active-minded approach to this problem will help guard against such events. And we have more than 120 technical experts from academia meeting to discuss the analysis. So there are solutions to the creation of the antiviral drugs and universal vaccines specifically made to address RNA respiratory viruses. That's their solution. So here is the payoff. They recommend drug companies and medical device companies to optimize their treatments and pursue clinics to do so, all under the promotion of pandemic preparedness. Create the problem, sell you the solution. I know people say you sound like a conspiracy theorist. Well, I read a lot of scientific journals, and I'm connecting the dots and following the breadcrumbs here. You know, so they had your COVID product already created before they launched the COVID project. Yep. They actually, the first COVID, identified COVID virus was in the 70s in New York, COVID 1 and 2. And so then you got up to 19. See, so you got, they mutated them. They directed evolution, ionized them. And originally the COVID was from a canine respiratory virus combined with a human respiratory virus. So they did a directed evolution and got it to infect humans. So it was an animal virus. So what'd you say, Frank? Conspiracy realist. Yeah. Well, like I said, they kind of promote what they're going to do before they do it. And they've written enough out there showing you how they're going to do it, you know, how it's going to unfold. So again, when you listen to that interview on that link in the newsletter from the Director of Development, Research and Development Strategic Operations at Pfizer's, Mr. Walker, he's saying they're just starting to talk about that directed evolution. No, they've been exercising that for some time, but they don't want to come out and tell you that. So he was kind of laughing and jesting that, you know, it's just something they're looking into, you know. And so, and he realized what it meant was to create the problem, sell you the solution. He knew that. He says it's good for Pfizer, but I think he said it's bad for the American people. It's bad for everybody. So, we live in interesting times. The evil day. Scripture calls it the evil day. So you're going to have to stay close to the Lord. Psalms 91, special prayer of protection from plagues, works. You can't underny the power of God and his protecting. And stay close to the Lord, and he'll make a way for you. So prayer is powerful. But we also need to do our due diligence and not put ourselves at risks, not be a rebel out there and be reckless. We need to investigate every treatment that's ever recommended to us. You know, I do kind of, you know, harsh on healthcare in certain areas. I think trauma care is very necessary. And being a person that came from working in the healthcare industry, I have more of an inside view of what goes on. A lot of mistakes go on. I mean, the malpractice and insurance premiums for healthcare are very high because of the risk rate. There's lots of risk there. So I'm just really concerned that people just are so conditioned to blindly follow. You really need to challenge and ask a lot of questions. Don't care if your doctor gets upset with you or says, I'm not going to be your doctor anymore. Say, okay. And go find somebody else. God will provide one if you need a doctor. Right? So, I know they get uppity, doctors aren't like that, you know? But follow your instincts. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. If it doesn't sound right, and you don't know why it doesn't sound right, it's because it's not right, but you just don't know the scientific reason it's not right. But go with your gut instincts on stuff. Because you know when there's a threat. You just know. You have a subconscious mind that will alert you, and you may want to probably just shrug it off and say, oh, it's probably nothing. Oh, it's something. Your subconscious mind knows of a threat before your conscious mind does. Okay? That's just the way we're wired. So you don't want to ever negate that gut instinct. And if you feel on alert, if you feel on guard, yeah, there's a threat then. And treat it as such. That's how, if you ignore it, you're going to pay it for it. You're going to pay the price. Every time I've ignored my subconscious mind, I call it my, you can call it whatever you want. I mean, I call it the Holy Spirit. People call it their intuition. Whatever you want to call it. When I have ignored it, I paid big time. Like when I was in high school. My friends called me up. And they said, hey, let's go to the Jersey boardwalk and go to the beach. I said, okay. But then I called back and I said, no, I'm not going to go. And they talked me out of it. Okay. So I went. I came back with the worst sun poisoning you ever saw. Terrible. 3 days in the bed. Never do it again. So I fell asleep in the sun, right? And my friends never, you know, covered me up or put any lotion on me or anything if I needed more sunscreen. So if you don't listen to your little voice in your head, then you're going to pay for it. So always listen to it. It's God speaking. Wisdom is speaking. May not understand it, but trust in God. He'll show you the way. He'll take your hand and help you. He'll guide your feet. You just got to ask him for that. He'll show up when others won't. Well, don't forget, if you need a catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they'll send you one for free. And they're having their big chill event. So if you were thinking about cleansing, doing immune boosting, or any of these things, preparedness stuff, give them a call at 866-229-3663, and you'll save 25% on orders now through the 31st. If your basket total is 55 or more, use coupon code CHILL23 over the phone, on the web, or on your order form. But hurry, it ends the end of the month. So 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.